This is Judith Conrad Radio, presenting extraordinary visionary experts in health, wealth, business, and manifesting your dreams come true. And now, here's your host, Judith Conrad, starting your day with the good news.
Well, welcome. This is Judith Conrad, and it is Wednesday, therefore it must be my program. Well, it's not just my program, it's also Jan Revelle's program, because she's also a radio talk show hostess on BBS Radio with Purpose Talk Radio. So welcome, Jan.
Thanks, Judith. It's good to be here.
You know, normally I just jump in and I do a monologue for a monologue, and I said, today, no, we're going to do this show together.
Uh-oh.
That'll last 5 minutes, maybe, huh?
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe not. All right. So just want to welcome all of the listeners here. We are here to do readings today after we first introduce each other and what our specialties are. And even if they were the same specialties, it would be a different message that would come through for each of you. And if no one calls, guess what? You lose.
No, they don't. Yes. They get to hear anyway.
They get to hear anyway. But if they don't call in, then we can't give something specific unto them. But, you know, you'll get something just by listening. I know that.
So they need to call in. Is that your point?
Yes, after all that diatribe. Oh, well. So, Jan, it's leap year. What does, you know, it's the 29th of February, that means every 4 years this happens, and I don't know any of the legend about this other than the women are supposed to be able to ask the men to marry them if they so desire. Well, you know, what do you think?
Well, I'm thinking of a cartoon that, well, it isn't a cartoon, a picture I saw in the paper today of a woman who was 100 years old celebrating her 25th birthday.
Yeah, right. Yeah, if it only happens every 4 years, right. I mean, that's going to be quite a situation.
Right.
You betcha. All right. So you just let me know when anyone calls in and we'll be ready to take the calls. In the meantime, you pulled a card, and what do you call your cards?
Well, first of all, I want to say, if anybody's born on the 29th of February, I'd really like to hear from them, because I don't know anybody whose birthday is leap year.
Really?
Right.
I don't think I do either. Maybe the 1st of March or the 28th of February, but that's a special day.
Yeah, it is.
And you all are special peeps.
Peeps.
Peeps. Okay. What does your card say for all of those who are listening? And by the way, you could be tuning into the archives. I'm finding a lot of people are tuning in on my website to the archives.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Good to have them listening all the time.
All the time.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the card I pulled is called Transition, and it shows what at first glance looks like a little baby type person who's leaning into this big old clump of leaves, dead leaves, brown leaves. But when you look closely, you'll see there's an old woman's face in the leaves, and the old woman and the young child are holding hands. So this is that transition. And sometimes you think of the transition from youth to age, but it's the other way as well.
Mm-hmm.
So when we die and then we come back again. So I'm not quite sure who's telling who wisdom in this card, but there is transition, so I think it's passing both directions. So we have wisdom from the child, from the little one, passing to the aged,
mm-hmm.
and wisdom from the aged passing to the child. I don't know where that leaves the rest of us in between.
Well, there was something on Facebook. Of course, I read Facebook religiously, and it said that the parents were going to teach the child all about life. Well, in reality, it's the child who teaches the elders or whoever about about what life is about, because you have to be so present with a little child.
Right.
And when I looked at your card called Transitions, I saw the dark and the light,
mm-hmm.
and you saw the elder and the youth, and mm-hmm. so it's the opposite, you know, the yin and the yang. And so with the darker color, it represents the leaves are ready to crumble. They're in that stage. And the little kid is just enthusiastic and touching the crone's face.
Yeah.
So I see that as the child wants to find out about what life has been like for the elder.
Mm-hmm.
So mm-hmm. you're right. It goes back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So the other day I did a class, and that was a collage class with a vision board, and it's so I created one, and so I'm going to just have you take a look and see where, and what I taught them was how to, I said, you've made your own collage, and I've made mine, and so I want you to close your eyes and just think, no think, just open your eyes then and see where your eyes, where's the focus, and what does that mean to you? That makes sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So is there anything in particular that you'd like to focus on, or you just want to see what spirit gives you?
Well, let's just see what happens.
Okay. Close your eyes. Okay. I have the collage in front of you. The collage is very large. Where did your...
A star is born.
A star.
I love it. And there's this laughing cat or dog above it. It's a puppy or a kitten.
Uh-huh.
Right above it. Just laughing, and the star is born.
Right.
And underneath it, it says dream. Dream, plan, and do it.
There you go.
I like it.
So what does that mean to be a star? A star is born.
I've been working on this book called Contemporary Women Spiritual Leaders. And every one of them is a star, and it's in their own way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's just amazing to be able to... I told you a while ago that my new name is empowerment, that I am have the ability to be able to empower others to become what they really want, really are, who they are.
What they're destined to be.
Right. And that's kind of what's happening with these interviews with the book, is empowering these women to stand up and be who they really are and tell the world who they are,
mm-hmm.
and then get it out there to the world. So that's really been pretty exciting. Plus, it's my own star coming into ascension as well.
Right.
Of course.
Yeah. Well, from BBS Radio, the question came, a comment was written out, a friend of mine has twins born today. So,
wow.
Twins born today on the
29th.
Well, I think that deserves something from, I think we'll use the collage, Jen. You do the same thing for these twins. Do you want to do that? Just thinking
okay.
of the 29th is a special day, and the twins are special because they're born
right.
on a unique day. So this is for them, for the twins.
You want me to hold it for you?
Yeah.
Okay.
You hold that, and I'm going to close my eyes for the twins. And I see in this very center, you can lay it down, is... It's the only black and white part of this,
mm-hmm.
of this collage. All the rest, bright, vivid, everything bright. And this black and white has a path, and it's going like into the ethers, into the forest.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how when the fog is there, and it's gives you goosebumps? Well, that's what I get. The path that these twins have selected coming on the 29th is going to lead them into something very mystical. Mystical and goosebumpy type things.
With all the colors around them and the masters
right.
and the star. And,
right.
Yeah.
Well, it's interesting. So there's that reading for the twins. Born
okay.
today. Yes.
All right.
Well, that cat that you see there is like, you know, and the cat is just, I don't know what the cat has this expression like, I don't
Looks
know.
Like it's laughing.
It's laughing, and what I interpreted as was, oh my gosh, can I handle this? It's so huge because the star is born. What you're talking about is huge, and the cat goes,
yeah.
whoa.
Uh huh.
So that's
yeah.
what I got out of that.
Yeah.
Nice. So it was good to see the students, the people who came, they're adults in and having their own business. Being able to jump right in with their own collage and be mm-hmm. able to interpret it and to be able to use that now as an ongoing tool.
Right.
Just like you use your cards
mm-hmm.
and I use my tarot cards
mm-hmm.
in very much the same way. And now this is personalized because you picked out the pictures, you cut them out, the words, you slapped them on there, and then you had a chance to just really go deep to find out what it was.
Right, right. So what did you get out of your collage here?
Well, I named it, what did I name it? Communication with the Masters.
Oh.
Yeah, because this top part, which is the universe, the galaxy, and that I'm coming back into the communication again
mm-hmm.
with the galaxy, the galactic federation, etc., that I used to you know, be pretty familiar with, and I've just kind of let it go,
yeah,
being more conservative. And so that everything looks at moving into, you know, into new spaces, mm-hmm. And the cat says, ooh, can I handle this, really bringing it forward. So I said, ooh, okay. Yeah, so.
So you're leaving the conservative kind of behind and coming back into your true woo-woo self?
That's right. So, Jan, what is this woo-woo stuff? Watch out. And, you know, the messages that come in when I have, and I'm sure the same thing when you have your coaching clients sitting in front of you, or they, the ones who come in for angelic guidance, messages come through, and they're not always so complicated. They're just
right.
Very simple. Mm-hmm. I mean, the simplest thing, well, so how does fear look like in your life? I mean, that could pop in as a question.
Yeah.
How does that work in your life? Yeah.
Yeah. It's amazing how simple that they can be. But sometimes, you know, I find that I will say something that I'm getting a message and I get this name, for instance, and I have one association in my mind of what this name means, and the person that I'm delivering this to just is shocked or taken aback because it's the name of someone that they really knew.
Oh.
And I had no idea. So for me, I guess I had to have that's one of the ways it comes through, is to give some sort of recognition for myself as to what this name might be,
mm-hmm.
so that I can say it. Otherwise, I wouldn't have, you know, I wouldn't know how to say it. But then the other person has their own image or their own recognition of who that person, who that name really belongs to.
And that's really the sign of an excellent reader, to be able to throw the name out to the other person,
mm-hmm.
without sometimes saying anything,
mm-hmm.
and let them see what their message is.
Right.
One person said, well, you're the psychic, you're the reader, you're supposed to be able to. I said, you know what, I'm a better reader because I let you get your 2 cents worth in. I'll give you my 50 cents worth afterwards.
Yeah. Right. Right.
Does that make sense to you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Because I have a certain perception of what an angelic reading might be, or working with the masters, and you have a different one.
What's your perception?
Well, that I'm available with all senses. In other words,
okay.
If I have something going on, I'm probably not going to be as clear.
Mm-hmm.
And if I have something hanging over my head, my shoulders, that's really sad or whatever, I'm probably not going to be available to receive messages in the way that I could if I just got into that deeper place.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I always work at getting it. I don't have to work it. It just comes in.
Right.
Sometimes unexpectedly. Yeah.
Right. I try not to... Try not to let it come unexpectedly. That's not really the way you can do it. But, you know, I think it's being present, being focused on whoever you're with, and
yeah.
not, and letting your other stuff just go sit on a shelf somewhere and get out of the way.
I know. Take a hike in the clouds.
So. Yeah. Oh, I like that one. I'll have to use that image
okay.
now and then.
Please feel free to do that.
Yeah.
Okay, so... We're describing then how we receive messages, you from the angelic realm, and
mm-hmm.
and sometimes, not so often from the angelics, but I don't know who's on the other side, but I just mm-hmm. know that, you know, if someone calls in a loved one that has
right.
crossed over, and I will just call in that energy,
mm-hmm.
and most
right.
of the time, it will come in, won't it?
Right, right. I mean, I work with angels because I was told... You're gonna do angel messages, and I fought it, and then I said, okay, I'd do it. But and I joke because I said I never thought I'd be talking to dead people, but that's part of what I do.
Right, right.
So, you know,
well,
whoever's around and has a message to give, that's who's gonna come through.
And you know, I did some deep research. My son died a year ago, and so at that point, I started asking psychics, anyone who does mediumship, I said, what is it like on the other side? I want to
mm-hmm.
know what my son is doing
mm-hmm.
and how he's reacting. And I had a healer from Brazil through the email contact me and let me know that he's doing just fine. He appreciated the last 3 weeks of our time together. And we got to say a real deep goodbyes. Mm-hmm. And that he's in transition and he has released all addictions.
Wow.
Which is why he died. His liver gave out on him. Mm-hmm. And that the liver is now back and his addictions are under control and they're gone.
All right.
Because I wanted to know what the process was after they arrive.
Right.
And wherever. I don't think there's heaven and hell. They just arrive wherever and their angels are there to take care of them.
You know, years ago I read the whole series. It was the Cryon series, the Cryon Energy. And one of the stories that I absolutely love is how when you die, when you were considered warriors of the light when we're here on Earth. And that when we die and we're in spirit form, we get a new color. So we're kind of like rainbows, you know, when we're in spirit form, which I love that idea. But I went out actually and bought some of those Christmas lights, you know, and put them in a crystal vase so that I could remind myself of what I look like when I'm not in physical form.
That's right.
I loved it. But in any case, this was he was talking about how somebody had died and they had this huge celebration. Because this warrior of the light had come home. So they get this big celebration and they give him the new color and they have a party and, you know, all this other stuff. And I thought, that is so cool. I love that image.
Right. It doesn't have to be the gloom and doom that a lot of people, you're going to hell so because of everything you've done. Well, you know, I understand that spirit, God is all that is a kind entity.
Right.
And is not going to punish us. That was our karma, whatever. My son completed that.
Yeah.
And we completed our work together.
Mm-hmm. Have you heard from your son since then?
Oh, yes.
You've connected with him?
I have connected with him, yes. Okay. Yes. All quite interesting because during the time we were together, we had, you know, Virgo and a Scorpio. Not always compatible. So we came to complete. My father was a Leo and a Scorpio. You can imagine.
Oh my gosh!
So it was the completion of because I have Virgo rising, and he was and my son was a Virgo.
Yeah.
So look at that!
Wow.
And I just am so joyful in this last couple of days about this whole time 1 year ago of how the transition started to deepen one myself, and then how others can be deepened. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you have your take on how you help people deepen into their what they're here to do.
You know, that's interesting that you bring that up because I have been...
I'm reading your mind.
You must be psychic.
Yeah, Frank. Either that or sick.
Maybe both.
Or both, yeah. There you go.
Well, I've been doing a lot of work lately with chakras. Mm-hmm. In clearing them and cleaning them, removing cords from the chakras that are not healthy cords. Somebody told me today she saw a cord between a couple of people and it was this golden light that went between them and that the young woman was pregnant. And I said, that is a completely different issue than what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I'm talking about cords that we plug into somebody else because we said, I wish you would quit doing that.
Yeah.
And that's a cord that gets plugged into somebody. So to release those, both from ones that have been put into us ourselves and ones we've sent out. But once all that chakra work gets done to get down into the root chakra, which is birth and pre-birth and past life stuff, and it's where all of the money resistance is, the relationship issues, where success and failure issues, it's really the deepest of all of the issues. But you have to get all that other stuff done before you can get really super deep. So there's a process that has to happen. Because otherwise, you can't just go really deep all of a sudden without taking care of the preliminary work.
Grief will take you very deep, very quickly.
Yes, it will. Yes, it will.
And I know a lot of people who just, they don't want anything to do with the first and second chakra. They want to go up into the heart and just skip the basic work that has to be done.
Mm-hmm.
And so what is the work that has to be done? It's facing up to where you're in a lie or where you're in your non-truth about money, about fear, about what happened before, whatever that is.
Mm-hmm.
And how does one do that, Jan? I don't know. How does one do that?
Well, there's, you know, when you get down into that kind of work, into that really deep work, I hesitate even talking about it because it requires, because too many people are going to jump right in. They hear something and they go, oh, I'm going to do that. And then either it doesn't work or that kundalini energy opens up. And the next thing you know, the person is in a mental institution or dead or somewhere along the road. And I'd rather not go there. They need to first of all take care of the surface work and then go into the in-depth work.
Right. And you do that.
I do. It's been coming real clear lately. That's becoming a bigger focus lately.
And being in the fuzzy place, which I've been for about the last month or so, I've been kind of in and out. What do I do? And what's my passion? And then I was told to just shut up, sit down, and do your work, okay? Because on my collage says, lady with a secret and great expectations, and there's a turtle with a sappy smile on there. And the lady who's speaking that is from the ancient an ancient painting. So there's something. Go ahead.
No, I was just...
Yeah. So there's a secret that whatever's coming forward, and it's not quite time yet to continue doing the deeper work. So I'm just saying, okay, I don't know what I do, but I do what I do.
Right.
Does that make sense?
And you just keep on doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because there are times, and this is obviously one of those times where you just have to keep going step by step and do whatever process you do every single day.
Mm-hmm.
In that waiting time, because it's the little teeny steps, and all of a sudden something will click.
It will click. And I do my tarot cards every day.
And you drew some cards for today, too.
I did. I'm going to tell you what they are.
Ooh, all right.
And so this is for you, and this is for me. And these came over the last 4 days,
okay,
or 3 days maybe, from Sunday on. So the first card, after my class, I just put my cards out in the hallway. Mm-hmm. First card is the priestess, which indicates that that which I'm about to find out is already in its finalized form.
All right.
Okay, so what do you see in that card?
I got my glasses on.
Glasses
so I can
on?
See it.
And this is for all of you out there, too. This is not just for me.
Oh, this is phenomenal. This is all the symbolism that's there. But what is that thing on her lap?
That is the bow and arrow, the Artemis bow and arrow. And that's in other decks, it means a career change. So there's definite career change coming.
But there's all that stuff from coming from above that's coming down in. And there's also that mesh. You know, if you look at that mesh down below, that's kind of protecting anything coming in or out. But it's keeping any negative from coming to you. But you look it up above the waist where the light is coming in, where there's no more mesh, where it's all enlightened. Enlightenment.
Yes.
You're going to be enlightened, Judith.
Right, and it's going to come in like all of a sudden.
And I'm going to have to come and bow down in front of you because you're an enlightened being,
oh,
right?
Oh, God. Right back at you. Right back at you, baby. I think all of us are in this place, and those who are afraid of the awakening, that's really, I just want to encourage all of you, whatever, find a teacher, find a mentor, find someone who can assist you in whatever to be awake, because at the last hurrah, and whatever the last hurrah is, your crossing, your death, or your transition into whatever's coming up for you, you have to be willing to surrender and open to receive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Second card is the Prince of Cups, which is the prince is ready to dive into the water, which is into the emotions. And so it's saying, get ready. You're about ready to dive in. So it's not going to be very long before this happens. So all of you out there, that's the information for anyone listening to the program, to the archives. Cool.
And you know that both of these cards bring up for me something that is something that's been becoming clearer to me, and was in an interview that I did today, she was speaking about it, is that we all we all really want a mentor.
Mm-hmm.
We all really want somebody who can kind of give us guidance and advice now and then. And very often we feel, we especially in today's economy, we go, I can't afford it. I can't do it.
Yeah.
And instead of doing that is to recognize that you are worth it.
Yes.
That you have worth, that you deserve it, and that this is an investment in yourself. And it is critical in this time to make that investment.
It's interesting. Corinne McElroy, who is an executive coach, and we were talking, and she said, you know, coaches who don't have a coach are really missing the boat because, you know, it's that being willing to pay for that service. And if you can accept putting out the money, then you've made the battle. You've completed the battle, and that others can now, because you've cleared your root chakra, you're able to accept money now.
Right.
And lots of it.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, third card is the Hangman. Changing my perspective of what I'm here to do. I think it's coaching. I think it's the intuitive. And I think it's radio. And I think all of the above. But I don't know how that's going to be packaged. It may be repackaged in another way.
Yeah, right.
Because the Hanged Man is upside down. Energy coming in from above through the feet into the root chakra, as you were talking about.
Yeah. Well, and it's also connecting with the earth.
Yeah.
So it's that good connection between the earth and the universe.
Oh, yeah.
And making a nice, clear, straight channel.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you think of the Hanged Man, just think of your own death. If you're facing death, then all your priorities come kind of clear, don't they?
They sure do.
So get with it. It's time to actually look at an ending and a beginning and get clear with that. Let it happen.
Yes, coach. It's fun when we have two coaches here. The fourth card is the Aeon. And notice in this set of four cards, three of them are major arcana. And the Aeon is about incubating. Something's being incubated. I'm told to get ready. It's already in its finalized form, and it's about ready to be birthed from the womb. It's incubating.
Well, but it also looks like it has something to do with Inca or Mayan or Aztec influence. I don't know if that's something that
I'm very much
means anything to you.
Oh yeah, from the Incas. You know, I've spent a lot of time in Peru.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, in Machu Picchu, in Buenos Aires, and that's been coming back to me lately.
Well, that might be somewhere where that change is happening and where that priestess thing is coming in is from that Peruvian influence.
Could be, because I loved it down there.
Yeah.
Yep.
I could see you there. Yeah.
All right. That's a prediction. You guys want to come along?
You bet.
We'll get that tour going right away.
Yeah.
I have a friend who's just completed with, I think she was with Verizon or something. She just, after 10 years, decided, that's it. But she was the one that organized the trips to Peru. First trip, we had, I think, 7 or 8 guides. Normally, you just get one.
Oh.
Her philosophy was, let me introduce you to all of these guides because they each have a different perspective.
That's cool.
It is. Maybe we can have that happen again.
Yeah.
All righty. What would you like to talk about now?
Well, I want to get you signed up here for this tour that you're going to lead or you're going to facilitate. How many people can go on the tour?
Well, you see, I take 7 people.
Okay.
But I'm willing to stretch and let 15 come along.
Ooh, that's a big stretch.
It is.
That means you'll have to have me as your co-host.
There you go. And, you know, it's interesting because the first time I went, I didn't want to lead. I wanted to be led. And so I have a little Smurf doll up here, which is a troll, control. And so I took it along and put it in my pocket. And I said, if I start being bossy and trying to lead, because I know nothing about the Machu Picchu or any of this, you let me know. But if you start bossing around and do whatever, you get to wear the troll in your pocket. One guy had it all, Aquarius, of course. He had it in his pocket all the time. Well, how about this? And another lady wanted to do feng shui on every place we went into.
That's kind of audacious, I think.
It is. she ended up leading her own groups later on, and that was fine because, you know, I wasn't going to allow it on my group.
But why would you do feng shui on some sort of a historical or facility?
Right.
I mean, why would you go to Machu Picchu and do feng shui?
I don't know.
Hello?
I don't know. She wanted to lead ceremony on my watch, and I said, no, why don't you wait until you bring your own group down.
And
she did, you know.
Yeah.
So,
all right.
There you go. So we have opened the door now to, you'll find this on MountShastaMagic.com because that's where I have my tour groups.
Okay.
Interesting.
Is it Mount, MOUNT, or is it MT?
Both.
Both.
I have both domains, yeah.
MountShasta.com.
MountShastaMagic.com.
MountShastaMagic.com, and we're going to get a tour to Peru going.
That's right.
Okay, and we can take up to 15 people as long as I'm the co-host. That means we can have 13 people
coming along. And you have to sign up 7.
All right. When you sign up, you make sure that you sign up under my name. You sign up under Jan. The first 7 people have to sign up under Jan. And when are we going to do this?
What part of note do you not understand?
When is the best time of year to do it?
I like May because it's just before.
I knew you were going to say that. I must be psychic.
Or sick. It's when it's just before school gets out and all of the hordes haven't arrived. June, July, August. Horrible.
Yeah.
You have to wait to get into the ruins, into the citadel. And there are so, in fact, you cannot go down into the Cave of the Moon or up to Huayna Picchu because there are so many people there. And you have to sign in, sign out. And it's so different now than it was before.
So how's the weather there in May?
In May, it's starting. The orchids are in full bloom, and the hummingbirds, when you're walking along the trails, are very prolific. They're going for the orchids, and April is kind of iffy.
Yeah.
Of course, that's a little too soon to get any tour going.
Yeah.
What do I know? I said I'm not going. I'm not going to Machu Picchu. Forget it, my friend, Gabriela said. If one person she paid to get on the radio, then she paid me to channel for her. Well, she's a natural channel anyway. But, you know, see, the little, you know, the imp in her just knew how to get it because I wasn't going to go. I said, I don't want to go.
Uh-huh.
And so she said, if one person out of this interview signs up, will you be willing to go for it? I said, yeah, sure. Sure. And wouldn't you know it? Another one of my friends, Eric, he says, I never get up that early. I heard you guys talking about the experience. I called immediately as soon as the radio program was over, and he signed up.
All right. So does she still do these tours? Or?
I think that's something that's coming back for her.
Okay.
And one of the guides, Amalia, who is also one of my dear friends, my sister, is considering doing that.
Okay.
Coming back into being the guide down there. She's been living in San Luis Obispo.
Okay. So we have all the connections we need. We just need to get people to sign up.
That's right.
Okay. So if there's 2 of us, 15, I would think that you could take 15 guests if there's 2 of us. That would be 7 each, right?
Uh-huh.
That way you'd have to sign up 7 and I
would sign up 7. You sign them all up.
No. You have to do your share.
We are way funny, aren't we? But, you know, that's a good thought of, you know, when I say co-host going down there, I just surrender. I've been there 4 times. And each time I've had Ubaldo has been the main guide. He just knows so much folklore. Mm-hmm. So does Amalia. And Gabriela just does the same thing. We just play.
Mm-hmm.
We become the student when we go down there because Mount Shasta, Sedona, and Machu Picchu, and then some of the other vortex locations, they will do the transforming.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to do a thing. It just happens.
Right.
You'll get sick or something else will happen. And I always remember going down, I think it was the last time I went, to the Temple of the Moon, and it's on the way to Huayna Picchu, and all the rest of the group wanted to go to the top of the, and I've been there before, and I've been to the temple of the cave of the moon. I said, oh no, you guys go ahead, I'm going down.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes about an hour to get down. than 2.5 hours to get back up because it's very steep. There were a couple Germans there, and they, as I came down, they left. So I had the whole place to myself.
Wow.
That was, and of course the condors are flying up above, mm-hmm. and that became, you know, a power animal at that time when you're there.
Right.
And then I started walking up, and then the rest of the groups had gone up to the top, and now they were coming down.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I went around a corner, there was another flight of mosquitoes.
Ooh.
And they just attacked. And when I got back, I used the essence of lavender because that took away all. And if I had had it on in the first place, they wouldn't have attacked.
Oh.
Lavender will drive away the mosquitoes.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Oh, lots of things we don't know in life.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
I know one funky little trick about wormwood.
Yes.
The wormwood plant will repel flies. So when you go up into the mountains, you know, like we went up, had a cabin up in the mountains of Washington, and we'd get some wormwood, and then you go down to the local restaurant where they had screen doors, but it wasn't air conditioned, so the doors were open, and every once in a while a fly or two would get in, and all you had to do is brush the table off with wormwood, and they left your table alone.
Well, and it's interesting, I was listening to Dr. Oz not too long ago, and he talked about parasites. Someone was on there, a medical doctor, and wormwood tea will cause them to die.
Yeah, but wormwood tea is very dangerous.
It is, yes.
Because that's what absinthe comes from.
Oh,
that's what they make absinthe from, but the wormwood is not really good to take it too much. It can really do a number on your liver.
Really? Yeah. See, when they're talking like things like that, I don't think there's been enough research on that.
Yeah, there on all the herb books where wormwood they'll tell you that it's dangerous.
Okay, very good.
Yeah,
I won't go out and get wormwood tea.
But it's great to get rid of flies, biting flies.
Okay.
Yeah. We used to put a piece under our cap as we were walking around, hanging around your neck. They'd just leave you alone.
And now we can try lavender, too. And I can vouch for that lavender just did not, you know, it just took away all the itchy.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was very nice.
All right.
And we had one lady who was, I think that was, maybe it was our last, the fourth trip I took down. Well, she had all of these, you know, Gary, what's his name, with the all of the essence oils.
Oh, yeah.
Essential oils.
Yeah.
Well, we couldn't stand it in the bus because it was so strong, so we asked her to stop and stop slathering it all over the rest of us because we were allergic. Our nose.
Oh, yeah.
We started sneezing. Again, here's someone taking their stuff into a sacred place and imposing that, which, you know.
Right.
It's like people coming to a meditation class with strong perfume on.
Right.
Oh, don't I smell so good? Yeah, well, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It causes you to be irritated, mm-hmm. your nose and all of that.
In fact, they've banned all perfumes in hospitals now.
Have they?
Yes.
Wonderful.
Because of those sensitivities.
Right, right. Yeah. And, you know, it's good to get excited about your product and whatever you're doing, but let's take it with a grain of salt.
Yeah, and not be quite so evangelistic about it, no matter what it is.
That's a great term, evangelistic.
Yeah.
Okay, we've got that solved. We got all the questions of the world solved. Anyone out there who wants to call in, I want to just invite you to call. I would be most appreciative. And I know all of the numbers are right there. If you're listening on bbsradio.com/Judith Conrad Radio, or if you're listening on my website, judithconradradio.com, that you all the numbers are there, so you can go ahead and call.
You're on Station 1?
Yeah, I'm Station 1.
So you can also go to purposetalkradio.com, and you can listen in, too.
Very good. Is it running on Purpose Talk Radio? Not right
now. Well, yeah, when you press the little button, it plays whatever program is playing at the
really?
Moment.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, let's talk about your radio program. I love it because I like the fact that you came in and signed in under me.
Yep. So yep. Judith is my radio coach as well as my mentor coach.
Yes.
Yeah. And got us going.
Yes.
And so Purpose Talk Radio is, I have a program with my partner, Barbara Patterson, who lives in Germany.
Uh-huh.
So it's really a global
yes.
program. And this last program, it's on Mondays at noon Pacific time. So we have to say now 12 noon Pacific time, 3 p.m. Eastern time, 9 p.m. Germany. That means it's 8 p.m. UK.
I know it. Yeah, when it's so international like that.
Yeah, yep. Right. But we did our own program this time. We have guests a lot of the time. And
yeah.
This time we just kind of, Barbara talked about Reiki and her Reiki practice. And we both are Reiki masters. Mm-hmm. And then I talked about some of the, I talked about the soul body messages mm-hmm. that I do.
How do you receive soul body messages? Is that through the angels or what?
No.
All right. Something new.
Soul body messages are messages that our own soul, that your own soul has imprinted into your body, that's a blueprint or a roadmap of lessons that you chose to learn in this lifetime and even ways in which you chose to learn it.
Ah.
So one of my goals is to reach parents and grandparents, because when they learn even the basics of this and they look at their grandchild or their infant child, I mean, an infant is born already shaped, already formed.
Right.
And all those messages are there. The roadmap is already there. So the parents and the grandparents can help the child and learn to develop those basically undeveloped aspects, which is part of the lessons and the ways they chose to learn the lesson. So by the time they're 15, 16 years old, they already are more balanced. They're and they have a head start instead of having to wait till they're 20, 30, or 50 to figure out what are some of the lessons I want to learn in this lifetime.
Excellent. Excellent.
So some of it is personality traits and mm-hmm. and how to tell what's going to happen.
So let me get a visual here of the hierarchy of your business, because that's kind of what I'm doing right now. So the hierarchy means, like for me, a coach for all reasons is the
right
the top.
Right.
And then under that come like the collage class, mm-hmm. the vision board. Under mm-hmm. that comes teaching people how to do the tarot. Under that comes regular coaching, which is how to do an organizer.
Mm-hmm.
Does that give you enough?
Right.
Now step into your hierarchy.
My hierarchy is I am an angel messenger.
First
and foremost, I am an angel messenger. I listen to spirit and deliver the messages.
Right.
And one of my daily things is, what do you want to tell people? Or what do you have to say, and who do you want to say it to?
Mm-hmm.
And thanks for letting me be a voice for the angels. So
nice.
That's kind of my daily thing. And then underneath that is the soul body messages, which is also not just for parents and grandparents, but I'm teaching a certification class in it. That's a 38-hour class.
Whoa,
nice. And I'm working with the National Massage Therapy Board so that they will give continuing education hours for somebody taking these classes.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. And then, so there's the soul body messages, and then there's the chakra work that I do. Mm-hmm. Those are kind of
three.
Yeah, they're underneath the angel messages, and then under that is the women creating financial power, which mm-hmm. is creative financing, which is helping women find their passion. And we have many passions, and sometimes we have hobbies and mistake them for passions.
Yeah.
But we have many passions, and they change throughout our lifetime. So working with whatever passion is prevalent at the moment and how to create an income with it until you can get to your deepest core passion.
Right.
And that's the one that you really will live the rest of your life doing.
It's a core. A core pattern.
Right.
So I'm seeing that almost like a pyramid.
Right.
And I always see the top as the, you know, the shining light that's sent out, which is that which attracts people to us, which mm-hmm. is your angelic messages.
Mm-hmm.
And then under that, it's almost like the next three layers, I almost want to say that they're going out.
Yeah.
yeah. Three out. And then the bottom one is that book that you're creating for women.
Oh, gosh. Yes.
So that kind of forms the bottom of it, which is giving you financial security, or maybe not.
Well, that is the three are actually the soul body messages and the chakra work and then the book.
Oh, the book. Wasn't there one other in there?
No,
okay, it's not. Okay, so that's the third one. Okay, very good.
Yeah.
We don't have to make it appear the bottom of the pyramid then.
Well, the bottom is that women creating, it's the creative financing part of it. Yeah,
yeah right.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah. Excellent. I always like to have some kind of a visual I can hook, some kind of a hook that I can relate to. And that looks good.
This book is pretty exciting, too, because there's going to be 50 women leaders, spiritual leaders in this book. You're one of them. And I'm interviewing them. So it's an interview book.
Mm-hmm.
So there'll be the MP3 interviews, and then there'll be an enhanced ebook, so you can put a video in it if you want. Mm. There's graphics, and then there'll be a soft cover book with the MP3 as well.
Wow.
Yeah. Big project.
Big. Yeah. And do you have help?
I am creating a team now to help.
Very
me.
Good.
Yes, yes, I am. Yeah.
Because this new paradigm that we're stepping into, and our new deeper passion, involves not just one.
Right.
It has to be with the ones that we resonate with.
Mm-hmm.
For example, your team could be different than the ones that I'm bringing in.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's also helping.
We got someone calling in from Florida.
All right.
All right, Lisa from Silver Springs, Florida, on line 4. Welcome to the program, Lisa. Hello. Hi, Lisa. I can't hear.
Ooh-hoo.
Hello, Lisa.
Florida has taken off.
I know. Good. Okay. Maybe she's writing something, or someone just erased it. Don't you love the visuals here? Okay. If Lisa wants to come in, you can interrupt us anytime. So anyway, we're ready to take you in if you want to come in and talk with us. Okay, I'll check on her. Go ahead. Doug's going to check on where she went.
Okay.
Yeah.
Connie was going to call in, but I haven't seen Connie come popping up there in the list yet.
No. Well, I sent a message to a lot of folks.
Yeah.
And you never know, you know, when people get busy and they think, well, I don't really have anything to say or question.
And by the way, Barbara told me to say hello to you, and Doug to say hello to you, too.
All right.
Yeah.
Wonderful folks. You know, I love the people at BBS Radio.
Mm-hmm.
And Barbara, just that combination of your program, which is Purpose Talk Radio at noon on Mondays, is mm-hmm. wonderful. I like.
We're having fun with it. Yeah.
And if you're addicted.
Yeah, you could say that. Yeah.
Well, that's what my problem is. Is I have been addicted for a long time with a radio, and if I go off, I said.
Yeah.
It's like me standing at the window looking into the house with a nice fire in there, and I want to be there. So I just.
Well, and you're going to be on our program pretty soon.
Yay!
Too. We haven't set a date yet, but we can pretty
All right.
soon.
All yeah. right. Lisa, are you back with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi,
how
Lisa.
How you doing?
Hi. I'm doing okay. Hi, Jan. Hi, Judith.
Hi.
So do you have a question for us? We have just a short period of time. We'd like to help you.
Yes. I've always had this urge, ever since I can remember, since I was a little girl, that I need to be by myself with nature. And I'm wondering if you guys can give me some insight as to why that is.
Because that's where you're at home, and that's where you get your nurturing. That's...
Yeah, but it's just... Go ahead.
No, go ahead. You go ahead.
It's just, it's more than that. I mean, and people tell me I need to get out and I need to be with people, but I don't feel that urge that I need to be with people. I just need to be one with nature.
And is that what you're doing most of the time?
Yes. Well, you know me. This is She-Wolf, Jan.
Yeah, I figured that. But
okay.
It goes deeper than just that. When I made that comment, it was because that is who you are, and that is where you get your nurturing. Is there in nature.
Yes.
So
right.
Don't let anybody else tell you what you need to do. Be true to your own core.
Okay.
I mean, you've
yeah.
when you go inside and when you do some meditation with it, or when you're quiet with it, and that's where you're comfortable and that's where you get your messages and that's where you feel the most connected, then that's the place where you're supposed to be.
And this is Judith, and that brings up another thing that both Jan and I have experienced people telling us, well, you should do this, the shoulda, woulda, coulda, and that's their perception of
right.
what, and I pulled a tarot card for you, which is the Knight of Discs. This is the highest manifesting card in the whole deck, which and the knight is outside, there's wheat and grain all around, looking up the mountain. I don't know how you feel about mountains. And grain, but the grain represents money. When you are in nature, that's where the money comes from, when you're in nature.
Yep. Okay, well, I feel better now. I keep listening to everybody else telling me something's wrong with me because I'm this way, but I feel just fine. I feel perfect, actually.
Well, then I have a question, because if Judith is saying here that the wheat is representative of wealth in nature, then perhaps look around and see what it is. Where's that connection that can bring you wealth? Because this is your passion. This is your core.
Mm-hmm.
This is where you belong and who you are. So therefore, if you're living true to that, then there is income that can come from that. What is it?
I have to think about that. That's good. I'll have to put some thought into that.
Yeah, and at this point, it would be very valuable that you might want to call Jan and have her do a session with you, because sometimes we were talking earlier that if we have a coach or a mentor, they can jump start and we don't have to wait so long. So find someone that you resonate with. If it's Jan, beautiful. You know, that would be wonderful.
Okay. All right. I appreciate it, ladies. Thank you so much.
All right.
Thanks for calling in.
Thank you, Lisa.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
Okay. Well, that leaves us about 3 minutes. That was wonderful to have Lisa call in. Evidently, you know her from before.
She's on the Soul Healing Circle Facebook. And she goes by the name of She-Wolf. She's got a real affinity for wolves.
I have seen that name out there. Yeah, yeah, She-Wolf. Well, that says a lot. I mean, the wolf is the teacher.
Right.
And the she is the feminine, the one who brings the divine feminine into the world. And of course, with the wolf, they are very territorial. They will roam and they will expand. And also, when they have a mate or a dream, they will grieve if it's gone away. So I'm feeling that Lisa's almost in a place of grieving, because people are saying, you shouldn't be doing this, blah blah.
Well, but there was some other grieving going on too.
Well, I picked up grief in her voice.
That needs to, I think that the wolf can also be very healing.
Yes,
so to allow some of that healing to come through.
Yeah, a teacher. That's what the wolf is the teacher.
Right.
And so, you know, having the wolf as a power animal, to be able to communicate with the animal, the wolf will say everything that you need to know. You are your own mentor at this present time. Nice. Isn't that great?
Yes.
All right. Jan, I want you to give your information. We got a minute left.
What information?
Your telephone number, website.
Oh, well, you can go to my website at janrevell.com. That's J-A-N-R-E-V as in Victor, E-L-L.com. Or you can go to purposetalkradio.com and find me at either place.
Right. Connie from New Jersey on line 2. It's unfortunate.
She made it.
Yeah, well, it's just too late. We can't take another call. We're just plumb out of time, Connie. I wish you'd called in earlier. We would have had you talking away. So anyway, I'm going to complete, and you can go to judithconradradio.com to find out where I'm about, what I'm about. So I want to remind each and every one of you out there that who you are makes a difference.
Right.
You have been listening to the Good News Radio Program with Judith Conrad. To email Judith Conrad, go to judith@judithconradradio.com.